and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Keith, brought to you by Lincoln County Transit, Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. You already heard one of them, Phil Kerr, with Lincoln County Board of Developmental Disabilities, and Superintendent Alex Corwin. Cloudy skies this morning, giving way to sunshine this afternoon, high near 48, cloudy tonight, and then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 46. Now look, Phil, I brought you in because we know each other, we're on the board.
You grief right in the door, I'm all for. So you pipe down, don't you?
And this is what, and this is why I like him. I mean, he's taking no time at all. He's like, sit down, shut up over there. I got no time for this. Hey, bring it on. We enjoy that so much. We're going to get into a lot about what Phil's doing. But first, Joel, if you happen to notice Alex, which I'm sure you did, he's wearing a specific shirt there.
I try to look past that to see a person's inner goodness.
Yeah, Phil's supporting with his blue.
But you got the Michigan on. You're a big Michigan fan. Oh, and I were kind of looking at our brackets. How exciting is this?
I'm feeling pretty good. Everybody was a little down on Michigan kind of ending the year. They had a couple losses, but they look good, scoring 100 points. And our coach always used to say, you can't teach height. So we've got a lot of big guys up front.
A lot of long guys, too. Jeez. Right. I mean, that wingspan on some of those dudes is like, how do you get anything past them?
You see a lot of guys try to take it to the rim or try to get a layup and then rethink it halfway through. They're like, probably not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got Bama tonight. How are you liking this matchup?
It's a little scary because I think Alabama can shoot the ball. So that's probably the one weakness is if we get into a shootout. And we can't keep up, but I think we'll get a lot of easy baskets and we'll just get up and down. It'll be a fun game.
See, right, that's on his way of saying we're going to win and win big. All right, Phil, are you a basketball fan?
Yes.
All right, so are you vested at all in the tournament?
A little bit.
Yeah, you didn't do a bracket, though.
No, I didn't do
now,
a bracket.
And why not?
I don't know.
Busy doing other stuff.
Stuff. I get excited when you get the Final Four.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, who's going to win this whole thing?
Now, did you wear blue because Alex was bringing you in? You didn't want him to, take you somewhere else and drop you off?
No, I had this plan.
You were
I didn't
ready
know
he was
wearing blue either. But see, there's a secret to basketball. See, my brothers, they're like about 5'6", 5'7". I'm like 6'2", or 6'3". And they're like, hey, Phil, I always get underneath the backboard. That's the secret to basketball.
Just stand underneath.
Yep.
Put your hands up.
Go down the court, Phil. Get underneath the back.
See, now we do have something in common because you know what they used to call me when we played?
What's that?
The round mound or rebound.
I was going to say slow.
Well, everybody calls me that. That I'm not going to worry about.
Molasses in February.
See, Phil, it's not just you. They all take a shot.
Glacial Doney.
You want to continue or are we going to do the show here?
I think we should probably do the show.
All right, Alex, this is DD Awareness Month, and obviously we're at the end of the month, but I know it's been really busy for you folks over at the board.
Yeah.
But it's an important month. Folks need to
really
know
is.
About what you guys are doing to help so many people in our community.
Yeah, I mean, we've been truly blessed to have the support of a lot of the different communities in Licking County. We had the mayor of Newark, Mayor Hall, out to read a proclamation, as well as our Commissioner Black. We've had proclamations from Buckeye Lake and Pataskala and Hebron City Council. So it's been really great to see everyone kind of proclaim DD Awareness Month, as well as just offer their support to what we do. We're serving about 2,700 people and their families and their teams every year from kind of birth through senior and end of life. We're one of the only kind of government agencies that operates in that space, right, of like birth to end of life, so a full lifespan agency, starting with developmental milestones and helping young families and young children reach those milestones around like speech and gross and fine motor skills, and then support in school age and transitioning out of school into adulthood, and then finding those passions and pursuing employment and technology and independence. So it's been a wonderful month. We started at the State House. There was a submission for an essay contest in order to read kind of your story, and they only picked three from around the state. And one of our people here in Licking County was chosen, Hope, and she did a fantastic job reading and sharing her story of support from the county board, as well as her pursuit of her driver's license and going to college and trying to get into social work. So it's been a really awesome month of celebrating both what we do and how we do it, but also all the support we have from our community in order to share this mission.
You've been here about, it'll be 6 months in April, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Does it feel like a whirlwind? Do you finally yeah. like, hey, now I can settle down a little bit? Or are you still kind of in that, you know, hey, got the eyes wide open and go?
I'm not sure it'll ever settle down.
And well, that's when you got to deal with somebody like Phil.
Yeah, between you and Phil at the board meetings, it'll never settle down. No, it's been great. I think just continuing to meet all the different partners and agencies that we have here. And then they're, you know, whether it's the state or the federal level, there's always going to be changes. So things never settle in that regard. But I'm happy to be here for 6 months and looking forward to another 6 months and 6 years and all the long-term plans that we have kind of on the hopper. I'm excited to get them going.
Tell him, Phil, he's not allowed to leave.
You're not allowed
We're not
to
going
leave,
through
man.
That. Again,
we don't go through this again. Man.
Talk a little bit Nightmare. About your journey through Board of DD. Maybe talk a little bit about your disability and how you got involved and mm-hmm. how important these services are for you.
Well, these services are very important that we get to provide to all the families and their children and stuff and people out there and stuff. And I got started a long time ago through the Fuse Network and LICO and helped my family get the services and stuff. And I'm the first one in the history to come on board and be on the board of directors mm-hmm. for Lincoln County. And I'm also on the Kiwanis of Action Club, and I'm their vice president. And then I recently just came on board for OACB, the trustee board that's over all the boards and everything. And I count it as an honor to be able to do what I'm doing and to be able to make changes in people's lives that may not get the opportunity to, you know, make changes for themselves.
And I want folks to understand, Joel, we were at the OACB mm-hmm. Convention conference earlier or late last year, and Phil and I are sitting next to each other, and I'm like, Phil, are you going to be all right saying something? Because when they call for, you know, to ask Lincoln County, mm-hmm. I barely got out of my mouth. They say, yeah, we're here. Phil Kirk, I'm right here. But that's what was so great about you. You're willing to do all these things, Phil. Yes. Well, maybe some folks would not be. Were you ever a little bit, hey, this may be too much for me, or I could do this?
Well, you know, at first, you know, until I got my feet, you know, in the water, you know, kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. I can do it.
Even on the state level, are you enjoying some of that
oh,
stuff?
Yes.
Because, I mean, you're talking about a broader audience when you're there at the state level.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And everything. Yeah, that's a large board meeting yeah. compared to ours.
See, I move them quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're not in there that long. What have you been learning? What have you thought, hey, I didn't know about this?
Well, I am Ohio Tech Ambassador, and I've been getting excellent training from my technician, Blair, which is through ODD, and also Chris Sasso, which is through Fusion Network. They've got me where now I can call people, text, email without using Siri. I've started going into Google Drive and doing a diary and stuff and things, files and things like that. And I also do Zoom meetings and text meetings and stuff and things like that. People sometimes call me and, hey, Phil, how do you set your phone for voiceover stuff? And these is people that run into sometimes that are starting to lose their eyesight and things and stuff. Or how do you set an alarm? Or how do you do this? Or any stuff. And I walk them through it and stuff and everything and spend time with them.
The technology part, I mean, you've got your cane there. It has a ball on
yes.
the end of it. And I've marveled at that, you know, we coming in and out of meetings. But, I mean, it is amazing. Is it not, the technology?
Oh, yes. The technology mm-hmm. is amazing. I mean, you can turn it on and off. You can turn the flash on. You can also, it's got an app to it, which will let you navigate, explore, anything. It'll tell you where my address is. It'll tell you where your address is. It'll tell you how far, turn by turn, to walk and get your destiny and everything.
It's amazing how far it's come. When you started, you didn't have anything like that.
No, I just had a regular cane.
Yeah, and then now you're that. So is it just your issue is just eyesight,
yeah,
correct?
Just eyesight.
Yeah, and right. you were, did you lose it throughout, or was you
no,
reborn with that?
I was blessed to drive. I started driving when I was about 16, and I worked at a bakery and ran machines and stuff, and I started slowly losing it and everything, and I lost my driver's license when I was 33.
Mm-hmm.
Due to, I was born with a rare syndrome that the doctors told my folks when I was born 6 fingers, 6 toes on each hand and foot and everything. And they removed him when I was 2 years old because they figured it would cause arthritis. They told my folks, well, he won't be able to read or write or spell. He won't be able to drive. Won't be able to do nothing. And I've done everything except for maybe 2 things in my life yet and everything. So I've been blessed and I'll be 58 in October. And I'm the oldest one, as far as I know, that has this syndrome, which is Lawrence Moon-Beagle syndrome. But now they call it Lawrence Moon and everything stuff. And as far as I know, I'm the oldest one that living with this. Mm-hmm. And they said people that have this, they only live to be a child's age or a teenager's age and everything stuff. So I've lived a pretty uncreative life. I guess you could say my life I've lived almost like a rock star, but mine's the stuff that would be not good for you.
And that might be a show in itself now, Phil.
And I'm also an avid rock drummer, too.
How are you?
Yeah, wow. I've been playing since I was like about 12 years old.
Look at you. I just mean, Alex, I mean, you hear this.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about right here.
No, it really is. I mean, we had an awesome moment. Hopefully, Phil doesn't mind me diming him out here. At our board meeting, we're talking about, like, you know, a young family and getting an early diagnosis, right? And Phil, I'm paraphrasing a bit, but, you know, he said, you know, everything's going to be okay. Your son or daughter will continue to surprise you and exceed any expectations that you ever put out there. And I thought it was just an awesome moment in our board meeting and, you know, getting even choked up now just talking about it, because I think the people we serve, it doesn't matter what limits or expectations we put on them or medical doctors, right, that they're always going to exceed those expectations with a little bit of support, a little bit of encouragement and the right technology and other things in place. So it's been great to have Phil in those board meetings to continue to share and promote that vision.
Well, and hope. I mean, you know, just the fact that people care enough to try and offering some hope.
Yeah.
It's immeasurable what that'll do.
Yep. It really helps sets the trajectory high, right? And we know that research suggests just having high expectations and, like, expecting more out of people with or without disabilities sets them up for success.
Huge. So.
And where there's will, there's hope, you know, everything.
Well, I will say this. You are right. I mean, it was an emotional time at that board meeting. And when Phil said that, I mean, I don't know about you, but you could see the person who we were talking kind of just wash over them a little bit. Still, it's going to be a rough time for them, but they're like, okay. Yeah. I got that. And here's the other thing. It's those lived experiences that I find. Phil, I have to imagine that a lot of folks, you said call and say, how do I do this? But I'm sure a lot of folks just call you up and just say, hey, how do you get through a day? What do you do? Yeah. How do you keep your... Yeah. You're always in a great mood. Yeah. I've never seen you in a bad mood.
I try to be.
Until you came
just,
in here.
You know, keep trying, you know? That's all I know to do.
Yeah.
Everything. Of course, I've had a lot of good people that have, you know, taught me and everything. Of course, my mother and father, they have many degrees and stuff, accounting and business and all that stuff. So I get a lot of stuff from them, but also people on the board and stuff, you know, have spoke life to my life. You know, Anna, people like, you know, is what got me all started. You know, Mary, when she was with the company, she, you know, it started off when I went to the state house and spoke, you know, and I noticed when I was there that there was a lot of people there and I could hear the frustration voice that was from a lot of, I mean, it was packed. Everything stuff. And so I'm sitting there and she got her hand in and she's just shaking. I'm sitting there just cold. I'm like, are you ready? I said, yeah, I'm ready. And so I prepared and studied. I had two sheets of notes and I had my magnifier with me. She goes, hey, we're not, she goes, psh, we're not going to do that. Just speak from the heart. I'm like, oh, cool. I like that anyways better. I don't like notes, man. I just like shooting from the hip and just talk straight from the heart. It's just easier for me to do.
No,
and so what I'm saying, getting back to saying, is I noticed there was a lot of frustration, but What I noticed and everything, Mary, she kind of joined up too, and she said, well, Phil, when everybody else was speaking, the people that's in charge that makes the decision to fund or not fund, they were just playing on phones. It was not paying it, not paying at all. But when you spoke to Mike and said, man, they had their eyes glued on you, and you was making them laugh and cracking up and joking with them and all kinds of stuff. And they were asking me questions and all kinds of stuff and everything. And then Mary spoke, and then we left the guy that's her friend that's real high up there in the state house. He said, you did awesome, man. That never happens. That's never happened that I know for all the years I've been here that they would, you know, interact with you and crack up and jokes and laugh and everything and stuff and, you know, talk and ask you questions. That's never happened. So you did a great job. I'm like, and I don't like the way I sound when I talk. I told him that.
No one does.
I know. It's just one of them things. But you know what? When I was a kid growing up, You would have had to fought to get me in front of class and, you know, write stuff on the chalkboard and, you know, do a survey. And I'm like, but now I have no problem. I guess I've gotten over it and you can't get me shut. I'm like a freight train.
And on that note, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath. And as you can hear, we're having a lot of fun in here today. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests, Alex Corwin and Phil Kirk with Lincoln County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Clouds this morning, going to give away to some sunshine later this afternoon, high near 48. Cloudy tonight, low near 27. And then for your Saturday, sunny with a high near 46. Phil, we were just having some fun talking about, you know, you played the drums. Yeah. We were asking you what you like, and you said no to the opera. And then you tried to start singing, and Joel said,
no,
stick with
to
drums.
The drums. Yeah. Do us all a favor.
That sounds like somebody's killing cats.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it did, Phil. I ain't going to lie.
It's not too bad. I know that. So I don't stick to drums.
Yeah, that's right. Alex, to get back to, you know, you talked about we had a young lady who was at the State House and read her story. What does that say about Lincoln County that you've got people like that and then you got Phil on the board? Do you think it's folks are saying they're doing something right over there? Let's get these people out there. Let's talk to them.
Boy, I sure hope so. I sure hope it continues. I think a lot of times in our field, we talk about outcomes, right? Like we're trying to get to, you know, living independently, achieving driver's license, getting your first job or your next job. And I think we do a really good job of finding good outcomes here and supporting people through technology and services and other kind of partnerships. And we just do a really good job here. I think the collaboration piece is huge in the partnership.
You know, how important is it for families to reach out right away? I mean, again, we go back to talking about something with our board that they know, obviously, because they're involved, that they're going to have to start that process. But it really is important. If you notice something, maybe mm-hmm. you start that process and get it going.
Yeah, of course. I think Phil and Anna have done a really good job. We've recorded some new radio ads, and we've heard from like younger families and DSPs and high school students. And Phil, we're just trying to get like the voices out there. And Anna, our information officer, does a really good job of finding success stories and putting them on Facebook. And I hope that those are opportunities for people to say, "Wow, we're experiencing similar barriers or similar troubles. We could use or benefit from some similar support in order to help my son, my daughter, my nephew, my grandchild," and hopefully that encourages them to get connected. We're really active on social media, so I'd encourage folks to follow us, because between the different events we host, the different success stories, hopefully people find a connection to what we're doing. And whether it's, again, just referring themselves or their family member or a neighbor or somebody else to say, "Hey, the county board could probably help you out. Have you considered reaching out to them?"
And you have a survey up.
We do, yeah.
Maybe talk a little bit about that, because, again, and I know, and Joel, you've been around long enough, you know about sometimes surveys. Oh, okay, yeah, no problem. But, I mean, you're already breaking down responses. You're already looking at, okay, what can we do? So folks need to fill this out if they want their voice heard, correct?
Yeah, we would really encourage people to get on social media. We'll try to get another post and share the link today or this weekend and this week. But we already have, I think, around 50 families have responded. We're trying to reach that kind of 100 century threshold if we can, but trying to ask people, you know, what do they need from the county board? What kind of questions do they have? What kind of trouble are they having navigating, early intervention and kind of early childhood or school age or adulthood? Because we want to try to bring some online virtual learning. We have Tech Tuesdays and other lunch and learns where people can learn about special needs trusts or different technology for low vision, which Phil was able to help us with at a lunch and learn. So we're just trying to get information from people as to like what questions they still have, and then trying to bring together some community events so that way people can meet each other, that way families can have that shared experience together and learn more from each other.
Yeah, it seems too like there's not really one cookie cutter solution. I mean, developmental disabilities cover a whole gamut of things, and the more research you can do, probably, I mean, it's not like you're sitting down with other board members around the state going, "Okay, here's what worked here, so let's just implement that here," and boom, you've got unique stories, literally family to family, person to person, that you've got to kind of meet them where they are.
Yeah, the adage in our field is if you've met one person with autism, you have met one person with autism.
Right.
Because even just that disability is on a spectrum and has a wide variety of needs. And then how we support those needs is going to look different from family to family and youth to youth and adult to adult. So, yeah, once you open it up to all people and all disabilities, there is no cookie cutter kind of formula other than partnership, support, and then listening and really encouraging folks like Phil to like share what you need support with. What are you trying to accomplish? And then we push into those spaces where we know we can help.
Phil, what's the toughest part do you find with your disability? Is it maybe folks don't understand all that you can do? Is it just trying to navigate different things? I mean, if you had to say, okay, this is the hardest part, this is, you know what, just sometimes it can be very frustrating.
I would say people not understanding what I'm capable of doing and stuff, because I've not always had, you know, not, you know, legally blind eyesight, you know, I mean, you know, I've always had, you know, really good eyesight, you know, until the last many years. So that's one of the frustrations that, you know, people don't realize what I'm capable and amazing can do.
Mm-hmm. And when they find out, do you think a kind of a light goes off and they're like, okay, if Phil can do this, maybe folks that we know can do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that have folks said that to you? Thank you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've had folks say thank me. I've had folks like, huh. Like, and I know what they're thinking. They're like, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't stuff.
Now, talk a little bit about some of these things you're doing, the tech, the Tuesday techs and all these different things. Is there one that you really enjoy more than other, or you just like get your hands involved in all of it?
I get my hands involved in all of it and everything. And when I go to these tech summits and I share my story about technology for the Ohio Tech Ambassadors, I run into people at these meetings that goes, man, what are you guys doing? Because your community and county, man, you got it going on, and we're not blessed. We don't have what you guys have and everything and stuff. And so I think that's the reason why a lot of people, you know, try or want to, you know, move to our county because we've got it going.
What's your favorite piece of technology that you've gotten? Don't say a drum kit.
I'd say my Lexus.
Uh-huh.
Because they run the house and everything.
I mean, so you have that all throughout the house. I mean, I don't want you to say it now because you may turn on something. I mean, but I mean, you have
to say, hey. Yeah. I have one in my living room.
Oh, I've done that before, too, and it's all, I'm like, oh, great, it's on. But, I mean, you have all that technology, really.
Yeah, I have one in my living room, one in my bedroom, my command centers. I have smart locks and a doorbell ring camera, have cameras in the house. And stuff. I also connected to a Ohio Homes remote. So they text me once a day. We can talk or they can FaceTime me and stuff. I'm just checking on me, see how I'm doing everything. What the cool thing is, when I'm asleep, I don't know if they come on the cameras twice. And they just pan around and look at the house, make sure the doors are locked, make sure utilities are shut off, you know, see where the dog's at, you know. If there's someone that doesn't belong to my property, you know, they can call authorities, or if I fall or something, if I need ambulance or medical assistance, they can do it all. Or if you can't get your door to unlock, they can unlock your door because we've given them, you know, the code and permission to do that.
Is that the biggest thing for you, living independently? I mean,
yes.
I would think. Knowing you, I don't know about you, Alex. Could you imagine him? He'd be like all over your house. I mean, it's just, but is that, that is important to you, is
yes,
it not, that
it
living
is.
Independently? How long have you lived by yourself?
I bought the place in 2003, and I moved in 2004, spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there a while.
Well, you know what it's like then to be a homeowner.
Oh, yeah.
there's a lot going on. But again, to your point about finding out what people want, there maybe some who are like, no, we want our kids to be with us all throughout.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to get involved. Talk a little bit about what you want. And I'm assuming folks will start to see that and go, okay, hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I want that, especially this technology. I mean, Alex, this technology is unreal.
Yeah, perfect segue there, Dave. We're actually building a duplex, which will have like 2 one-bedroom units. And one of them is going to be kind of a smart home that we hope folks will come and trial and tour. So whether it's just come and walk through it for, you know, 30, 40 minutes and see all the technology that's available. Phil talked about some, but there's even additional things around like bed sensors, and different, I forget what kind of technology they use, but it's like a sensor over the stove. So if it doesn't see anybody there for 30 seconds, it can shut it off in case you do leave something on. So we have a variety of technology supports for safety, for independence, for autonomy. And we hope people will come and tour it, but also trial it out and maybe stay a night or a weekend or a week. And that way families can see, you know, we can program in some numbers, whether it's them or 911, as Phil had mentioned, and others. service or that provide service in order to support that individual to be independent, to live on their own, and see that it is possible. And if that's a goal that we want to work towards, then we can have some technology and other supports we can wrap around them to make them successful.
You know, Phil mentioned it a few moments ago, but the staff is unbelievable. Phil, I mean, you talked about it. I mean, could you imagine having to do this by yourself? I mean, the staff is unbelievable at the board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are there folks that you've had throughout your entire time, or have you seen switching back and forth?
I've gone through, you mean like the DSPs?
Yes.
Yeah, I've gone through a lot.
They can only put up with so much, Phil. You start singing, I'm sure they're all out.
I think you've had the same service coordinator with the board, though, for a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's wonderful.
I retired the first one, the second one, and now I don't have.
But the DSPs, talk about that real quick too, Alex. I mean, always looking for folks to come out and help and deal. And I think one of the things too, once you do this, you have a heart for it, you never want to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of fun, right? I think DSPs, which stands for direct support professionals, these are folks that are coming in and delivering service or helping run errands, helping complete tasks around the house, helping learn new tasks on the job, right? If you get a new job or you get an expansion of your task. So at the county board, there's information on our website in order to help get you kind of connected with an agency. We also run an independent kind of provider respite program if you want to get connected with a youth for a few hours a week or a month in order to go out and do some fun things and really kind of develop some friendship and again do all the fun things out there that we know are here in our community and folks just need a little support accessing them.
And Phil, you're always happy to break in new DSPs, aren't you?
Yes.
You'll bring them in and show them the ropes, won't you?
Yes. The DSPs, they've been great to me and everything. And not only that, people probably don't know that some of these DSPs work with, they have some challenges. Like the one gentleman that works with me on Wednesdays and Fridays, he has cerebral palsy and everything. And he drives and stuff. I mean, you wouldn't, and he has a cliff foot and everything. You wouldn't notice it, man. Mm. And you don't let anything hold him back and... He does great service with me on Wednesdays and Fridays.
That's as good as it gets right there. Somebody with an issue helping somebody else out.
Yep.
And it's you he's helping, Phil. That's what's amazing about all that. Yeah. Unbelievable. Again, if somebody wants information, Alex, what's the easiest way for them to get it all?
Our website, lcountydd.org. You could also look us up on Facebook. A lot of great information. The survey we talked about. We have a transition support night for high school, middle school families and students to learn more about adulthood and that transitioning. That's in a couple of Thursdays on April 9th. We have our big summer kickoff on May 2nd. So you can find all that information on our website or on our social media accounts. So really encourage folks to follow us.
All right. The big question. Talk to me about tonight at the Corwin House. What's it going to be like?
It'll be great. Yeah. We'll be watching the game. I think.
Are the kids into it? Or are they we're going to leave Dad alone because we're going to hear some things we don't want to hear?
No, not at all. We'll be a lot of celebrating, a lot of high-fiving. We get excited for March Madness in my household. Everybody's got a bracket.
Your little one's doing.
Oh, for sure. My daughter, Grace Virginia, had Virginia winning. Not.
Wasn't a good start for her.
No, it was not. But when you pick by your middle name, sometimes things can go south fast.
I see where it's going to be in your house. Yeah. Hate and love relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Hate.
Now, would you rub it in if you win it all? Or hold on a minute. How many of you, we know your daughter didn't, but you and your son have Michigan?
I feel like it's a sign of good parenting that he is an Ohio State fan. Oh. We let him find his own path.
Okay.
So he's a Buckeye. He does not have Michigan winning at all.
He didn't have Ohio State winning at all, did he?
No, but he had them winning a game or two, which that didn't work out well for him either.
Yeah, look at the smile on his face.
It did not work out. Busted a lot of brackets. Not
good. Well, Alex and Phil, I appreciate you coming in. We'll do this so often. I mean, Phil, if you want, I mean, you can come back in. I know you're kind of shy. And
the freight train.
But we'll have you back in. But again, I want to thank Alex Corwin and Phil Kirk with Lincoln County Board of Developmental Disabilities. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Lincoln County. Brought to you by Lincoln County Transit.